Hello there. Welcome. This is Kimberly Oliver from Living from the Heart. You know, Living of the Heart, I tell you every week, it's a collaboration of stories, of stories that we talk about. It's topics that we talk about. You know, some topics, you know, I may be going through something, and something I'm going through, maybe you're going through too, so maybe it'll help you. You know, I feel like today, in today's time that we live in, we need brothers and sisters, don't we? We need people that we can trust, that we can call upon in times that we may feel dismayed. You know, and I was reading, last week we talked about in Jeremiah, when God says, "How long will you distrust me?" And I think in the environment we live today, there is so much distrust. I had a situation yesterday that just kind of threw me for a loop. I gave someone notice, I gave them a 2-week notice for something, that services they were offering me. And they just kind of freaked out on me. And, you know, I wasn't doing anything to harm them. The change I was making was for my grandson's good, and it was good for me. And, you know, I at first I wanted to go, "What is wrong with you?" But then I had to come back to seek first to understand. I want to say that again, seek first to understand. So many times we don't understand the situation on the other side. You know, we don't understand what a person may be going through. Well, initially, I wanted to get upset and go, "You know what? It's better for me. It's better for my family." So that was thinking all about me. But when I really got quiet with the Lord, and I said, "Lord, how can I be a blessing to this person? What are they feeling? What is going on?" And, you know, the Lord reminded me, "Kimberly, walk in love. Do the right thing and go over and above in all things." Because you know what? That's the way God is. He goes above and beyond all things that we could even imagine. And, you know, when I got quiet with the Lord and the Lord showed me that, I thought, "Okay, Lord." It quietened my spirit. It made me feel good because I'm going to walk in love towards this person. This person didn't do anything wrong. You know, they just reacted funny when I actually gave them a 2-week notice from some services that I didn't need anymore because I was making a change. Well, that meant income out of their pocket because I'm paying them for a service. Well, I understand from their standpoint, you know, that's money out of their pocket. And they were dependent on me for over a year, and they provided good service for over a year. They've been great. I have no reason to harm them. So I heard their need. I sought first to understand. And you may be saying, "Kimberly, but that had nothing to do with you. You were doing the right thing. You were given 2 weeks' notice." Yeah, I was given 2 weeks' notice, but this person is pregnant and is expecting a baby in 2 weeks, and you know, she's freaking out a little bit. So I had to be sensitive to her needs because she has provided a good service for me for over a year, and she's been very faithful. So I'm going to honor that because she's been good to me. I'm going to honor that, even though maybe she didn't act the right way because she didn't say the right thing. That doesn't matter. What I have to do is stay right with the Lord. You know, I was reading in Psalms this morning. I love the Psalms. I love Proverbs and Psalms. They're just so good. In Proverbs, you can read a proverb every single day. You know, there was an old saying that said, an apple a day can keep the doctor away. I think a proverb a day can get your heart right. And I tell you, Proverbs are so good. You can read one every single day. There's 31 Proverbs, and you can read one for every single day. And that will definitely keep your mind right. But in Psalms is a little bit longer books. But in Psalm 32, there's a great, great psalm. It's blessings and forgiveness and trust in the Lord. You know, and I'm not going to read the whole psalm. I'm going to start in verse 7, where it says, "You are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way in which you should go." That's God talking to us. He's going to instruct us on which way we should go. "I will counsel with you. I will counsel with you. My eye is upon you. Do not be as a horse or as a mule, which have no understanding, whose trappings include a bit and a bridle to hold them in check. Otherwise, they will not come near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord's loving kindness shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous ones, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart." You know, that all that chapter is talking about is about keeping your heart right. And what do we talk about every week on this program? We talk about keeping your heart right. Keep your heart right. You know, if our heart is open to give at any time, if it's open to give and do the right thing, we are going to have blessings. The Bible is full of promises of how He will watch you. He will guide your steps. He's with you all the way, no matter what you're going through. And you know, the situation that I was dealing with yesterday was a small thing, but it was an opportunity for me to get quiet and say, Lord, how do you want to handle this? And let God handle it. And then what God told me, I was totally okay with. I'm like, okay, Lord, you're right. And you know, that's the way God is sometimes. We just have to get still and ask Him. How many times do we just go through life and we get offended, or we get our panties in a wad, is how we say it here in Texas. But you know, we just get all riled up over something that really is not significant. And we have to be careful of that, because some of the simplest things God will test us with if we're gonna walk in love and walk in kingdom the way that He would want us to. So if you get offended, or if you get something that doesn't seem right, or someone acts, you know, kind of irritated with you, take a step back and seek first to understand. Ask the Lord, say, Lord, what am I not seeing here? Show me from your point of view. And I promise you, if you'll get still and you'll ask God, He is so sweet to say, you know what, get it this way, because I have something so different for you. And you know, it's so amazing to let God lead us, because God is so good. He's so good. If we'll just get still, we just have to stop and ask. Like yesterday, I had a choice. Stop and ask the Lord what He would have, or I could have just gotten bitter and say, you know, well, sorry, that's just the way it is. But I didn't. I chose to be a blessing, and I chose to go above and beyond and bless her, because she has been good to me for a whole year. And you know, change does come, and people don't like change. I mean, I don't like change. I think change is sometimes hard. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's necessary. But you know, it's not always easy, and we have to be sensitive to where people are, because you know, change is in this world we live in. Change is going to be is going to happen. It's just not when. It's not if it's going to happen. It's when it's going to happen, because change will always happen. But you know, we have to. One of my favorite scriptures is in Proverbs. It's 3 and 5. It says, "Lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways, acknowledge Him." You know, and when I think about that, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. So just like yesterday, when something was put before me, I had to acknowledge God and say, God, what do you think about this situation? And my friends, I tell you, the minute that I did that and I just got quiet, I didn't say anything and I just listened, God showed me what to do. But see, I had a choice. I didn't have a responsibility. I didn't have to go above and beyond. That was my choice, but I chose to be a blessing, not because they were demanding it, but because I sought first to understand where they were coming from. So I put their needs above mine. You know, what I chose to do is not going to hurt me. It's going to only bless me. And we have to stay in that mindset. You know, what can I do? How can I understand this better? You know, my friend, perhaps you're going through something today. Perhaps you're going through a horrible divorce. Perhaps a friend betrayed you. Perhaps, you know, something you're going through that you never thought would happen. I want to encourage you, no matter what it is, no matter how big or how small it is, step back and say, God, tell me what you think about this. Tell me how you see this. Because God's always going to show you His point of view. And you may not like it, because His ways are higher than ours. His ways may not look like it's benefiting you. However, in the kingdom, it is benefiting you. You know, perhaps it's a small test. Perhaps it's a test to say, Kimberly, what are you going to do about this? Here you preach love and love your neighbor. You preach all these things. And now I was put to the test. Am I going to do that? And you know, my friend, I chose to do it. And when I called this person back and said, look, you know, I understand this, this, and this, and I just want you to know that I'm going to be a blessing to you. I'm going to take care of you. I appreciate everything you've done for me and my grandson for the last year. I appreciate that. And I just want you to know that I'm going to take care of you. And you know, when I did that, her walls came down. Her love light, she was like, oh, we do have a relationship. Because before, she probably felt abandonment. She felt like I was not appreciating all of her hard work. She probably didn't feel appreciated. And, you know, I don't know about you, friend, but think of a time when you didn't feel appreciated or you didn't feel noticed for something you did and you worked really, really hard, say for a whole year, and someone just tried to yank out the rug out from under you. You would feel like, my God, I gave you my whole year. I did this for you. And it wouldn't seem fair if you were on the other side. So always have to look at things from a different perspective. You know, our perspectives can be tainted by our past. And we've talked about this so many times on my show of how, you know, perspective can change. Perspective can be through the lens of something dark or something about past hurt, something that triggers us to go back to a past feeling that we once had. That feeling could be gone years ago, but it still kind of rolls around in our spirit as a trigger. And if that trigger is hit, notice it and say, God, what do you say about this? That's how in the scripture, when it says in Psalms 32, you know, when it says, don't be as a horse or a mule that have no understanding, you don't want to be, that's basically saying, don't be stubborn, okay? Don't be stubborn. You know, a horse or a mule with no understanding whose trappings include a bit and a bridle to hold them in check. Well, my friend, I don't want a bit or a bridle to hold me in check. I don't. I want to be flowing with the Lord so that I can just say, Lord, whatever you want, I give my life to you. Tell me the way you see things. And then all you have to do, my friend, is sit and listen. Listen. And I promise you, the thing that he says is going to be opposite of what our initial flesh will say. Because God's always going to say, walk in love. Walk in love. Be a blessing. He's always going to say that because that's his nature. So I want to encourage you, because you want people to treat you that way, you should treat others that way. Because whatever we give, we receive. You know that scripture says, give and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That is not just talking about money. That is talking about your life. That is talking about your words. That is talking about everything you do. So you have to watch. You have to watch those things on how you treat people, because it will come back to you. And honestly, I want good things coming back to me. I don't want anything that's nasty or not fun or something that doesn't have his DNA on it. I don't want to be known as a critical, mean person. I want to be known as a loving person who gives. I want to feel like I'm a giving person. I want to feel like I represent God. Because my friend, we are God's handiwork. We are made in his image. In Genesis, it says that he made man out of dirt. He put man to sleep, took a rib, and created woman. We are made right from Jesus. I mean, we should walk as Jesus does. You know, does our flesh get in the way sometimes? Yes, it does. Does my flesh get in the way sometimes? Yes, it does. I am not immune to it. Nobody's immune to it. We all have the same opportunity either to walk in love or to walk as this horse and have to have a bit and a bridle in our mouth and be controlled. God doesn't want to control you. God wants to give to you. He wants to give you his spirit. And my friend, the more that we can understand that and walk in that, walk in love, do good to your neighbor, help somebody, encourage somebody. If you can do that, that is where real true riches come from. That is where abundance comes from. That is where the issues of life flow. If you can flow in that space right there of just walking in love, are you going to get it right every time? No. You may have to go back and correct some things. And if you do, go correct it and walk on. Because God is faithful. He doesn't want to be a bridle or a bit in your mouth. He wants to tell you what to do, and he wants you to obey. Sounds easy, right? Well, it is a renewing of the mind, my friend. It's a daily, daily walk. It's not something that we get automatically. It's something that we walk through. You know, and I know sometimes I'm thinking, dear God, when is the easy button coming? I'm ready for it to be easy. You know, life isn't easy. It says in the Word that we're going to have trials and tribulations, but it also says that he's with us during those times. He's always with us. Jeremiah 33:3 says that we can call upon his name anytime we need him. Anytime, like right now at 2 a.m, 3 a.m, 8 a.m, it doesn't matter. God is waiting for you to call upon him. So my friend, whatever you're facing today, that trial, that thing that you're going through, I want to encourage you to set it down and say, God, show me what you want me to see in this situation. And just get still and get quiet. and just pray to say, Lord, show me what you want me to see. And until you get something that you feel peace about, don't act on it. You know, sometimes it's good just to pause, pause for a minute and just step back and say, God, what do you want me to see? And that's it. All you have to do is just ask the Lord, Father, what am I not seeing? You know, and so many times we can say that and we think we have an answer just like that. It's the same answer that we felt before. But I want to encourage you, sit a little longer. Sit a little longer. And you can ask the Lord, Lord, can you tell me again? I don't know that I heard you right. Would you tell me again? You know, just like as your child comes to you and says, Mommy or Daddy, you know, can you tell me that story again? Can you tell me what I need to do again? We're not going to get angry at that child. I mean, sometimes if it's the fifth time, we might get a little irritated, but we never withhold good things from our children. And God's that way too. He's not going to withhold from you. He is there to give to you. He's there to bless you. And sometimes things are uncomfortable. Sometimes it's a lesson we have to learn. And those lessons aren't always easy. I'm not going to lie. But you know what? You're not alone. We all have them. It doesn't matter if you're a pastor, if you're a nurse, a police officer, if you're the Pope, if you're a pastor doing a mega church, you are going to have trials. It doesn't matter who you are. We all have them. We're all equal in God's eyes. It doesn't matter. So I want to encourage you in that today. Well, you know, if you have never received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you know, that is the first step. I wasn't raised in church, and you know, it was very hard for me when I first got saved, because when I said Father, I had a negative thing. And I think you've heard in one of my earlier programs, podcast, you know, I grew up without a father, and I had a mom that was like my best friend, but we were so close in age. So I kind of had a sister raising me more than a mom. But you know, I didn't have church. And so when I got saved when I was 27, I was 26, when I got saved, it was a whole new ball game. I had no idea. I thought you had to go to church to be saved. I thought in order for God to know you, you had to attend a church. And you know, I got saved in my bedroom all by myself, just by someone telling me about Jesus. You know, back when I got saved, they didn't have podcasts. They didn't have programs on your iPhone that you could listen to the gospel every day. They didn't have that. So my experience was a very personal one, because it was just me and God. I remember it like it was yesterday, and I wanted more of God. I was hungry for that. And so I just cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to know you. I want to be your child. Father, please show me how to be your child. And that's what I asked the Lord. I told the Lord I did not know how, and he showed me. And my friend, that's as easy as it is. If you ask the Lord, you come to him with a pure heart, and you say, Father, I want to know you. I want to know how to walk this life you call being a Christian out. I want to be your disciple. I want to be your child. And that longing and that desire to be, who's going to say no? He's not going to say, oh, no, Kimberly, you've done too many bad things. You did not do this, this, and this, and this. God is not going to say that. I can promise you, if he said that, I would not be talking to you today. I may not even be alive today. But God is so merciful. He forgives all your sins, and he walks with you. And all he's expecting you to do is to learn more about him, to grow in him, and to keep your heart open to him. Don't let your heart get closed. A lot of times bitterness and pain and unforgiveness, all those things can fester. And when those things fester, we build a wall between us and God. But when we begin to forgive and love freely and just let things go, it's like an onion, peeling an onion back. We can just peel it back, and we get to that centerpiece where it's just you and God. And I'm telling you, my friend, that is the most beautiful place to be. Just be with God, love God, do what's right. Read a proverb a day. Start in the Gospels in Matthew, Luke, Mark, and John. You're going to learn a lot about God just by reading to him. You know, you can go to great podcasts. If you go to your smartphone, you can go to podcasts. You can download podcasts. We have the gospel ready for us at any time. We can listen 24/7 if we want. If you drive a lot, that's a great... When I got saved, it was back when we had cassette tapes. And I listened to cassette tapes all day long because I was in sales and marketing. And so I drove a lot. And so I listened to tapes all the time. That was my beginning of Bible school. And then later I went to Bible school. But you know, you can do that right now. If you have a car, you can put on your smartphone and you can listen to podcasts when you're driving. There's always a way for you to find God. God is no respecter of persons. He's not going to do it for me and not do it for you because you're no different than I am. So I want to encourage you, receive Jesus as your personal Savior. You know, and support HLE Radio. They put on a lot of great programs. There's programs, there's country music, there's great gospel programs, there's great teaching. There's so many things that you can get involved in. And you know, HLE Radio has a responsibility too. They have to keep the air on, they have to keep the lights on, they have to keep the electric on to be able to do these programs. So everywhere we get something, people have an expense to do that. You know, people think that money just falls out of the sky and they don't realize that churches have light bills and they have salaries and they have all those things to pay. You know, HLE Radio has a salary to pay and they have all those things. Everything we do, we go to a job to get paid and that's how we do it. It's no different than the gospel. Anything related to the gospel and doing things, you have a building, you have bills to pay. I mean, that's just the way life is. We all have to pay, right? So I just want to encourage you that if you're dealing with a situation today that just looks like you don't know how to deal with, I know my example was really simple, and maybe you're dealing with something much, much more. Maybe you've lost a loved one. Maybe you've lost something very close to you, and it's hurting, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're hurting. I get it. I get that pain. I've been there. But I want to tell you today that God is so faithful. He is so good, and He is there to pick up the pieces and put them back together again. You just have to trust Him. So don't be like the mule. Don't be stubborn, but let God do what He's doing. And just tell Him, say, God, I trust You. I don't like this, but I trust You. Amen. Well, I encourage you to do that today. This is Kimberly Oliver from Living from the Heart. You can hear this program on Saturday morning again at 9 o'clock, or I'm sorry, it's at 8:30, and tonight at 9. I'm sure you're listening right now. It's 9 o'clock. But every week I'm on HLE Radio, and it's such a blessing. I want to be a good steward of the program that God gave me. I was blessed with this, and I want to be a good steward and give you the best that I have. Today when I was driving, I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to talk about? And this is where the Lord led me. So I pray it was a blessing to you. God bless you in all you do. Just keep your heart right, do what's right, and God will reward you. I promise. This is Kimberly Oliver, Living from the Heart. God bless you. Make it a great day.
Hey, HLE Radio fans, this is Randy Fincham from Music City on the Mountain, and do we have a big night for you. Friday, January 17th, 9 p.m. Central at Jim Oliver's Smokehouse in Monteagle, Tennessee, as the Kingpin Hunter Logan, along with Steve Robertson from the HLE Christian Country Countdown, and me, will be gathering for a special night of music, testimony, funny stories, and memory making, and who knows what else. Yes, us and our guitars, and you in the crowd. Jim Oliver's Smokehouse is the place, 850 West Main Street, Monteagle, Tennessee, right off of exit 134 on Interstate 24. It's close to everywhere in Tennessee and right there by Georgia and Alabama, so no place is too far away. Come have some of that great smokehouse food and stay in one of their hotel rooms at the Smokehouse Lodge right next door if you want to. Oh, one of their cabins also. Friday, January 17th, Jim Oliver's Smokehouse in Monteagle, Tennessee, HLE night with Hunter Logan, Steve Robertson, and me, Randy Fincham. See you there.
Going down Monteagle Mountain on I-24.
Locally owned and operated by Benton and Brandon Broussard, Bill's Wrecker Service, located in Jennings, is a 24-hour tow service. You know, Bill's can tow anything from a small passenger car to an 18-wheeler. No towing job is too small or too big. With friendly, courteous service and expert operators, you will be at complete peace knowing your vehicle is in great hands. Bill's also has inside storage available upon request. So the next time you need a tow, call 824-TOWS or 1-888-518-3680.